This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our Berrien County Student Athlete of the Week is Jesse Jewell from Michigan Lutheran High School Basketball. Jesse helped lead the Titans to the Division IV District Championship in the championship game against New Buffalo. 19 points on the night, including 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from outside the three-point line, along with the 19 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds, and 3 steals. And congratulations on that in the season, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
And I told you before we got going here, I wasn't going to ask you anything about the New Buffalo game, but the season as a whole for you, numbers-wise, that you put up. Did you put up the kind of numbers that you thought you would, or maybe not quite?
Absolutely not. No, I was aiming for about, like, 16 average per game, but coming in, like, from my ankle injury, it was kind of tough because it was kind of hurting throughout the game, but I could have done better.
Yeah. How tough was it? You mentioned the ankle injury. I was going to ask you, how tough was it for you to be on the bench during a number of those games during the regular season, not being able to get out there?
Yeah, it was very tough, but it is what it is. So it was great, like, being like a leader on the bench, trying to like cheer them on.
How did it feel to finally get back on the floor?
Felt great. I felt very great because I didn't know how long I was going to be out, but coming back slowly, it was good.
Seeing you play your 4 years here at Michigan Lutheran, you're one of those players that I just describe as fun to watch play, not just because of the points that you put up, but what you do with the basketball. You've got the enthusiasm, and you can tell you love the game. Where'd that love of basketball come from?
Ever since I was little, I was really intrigued with watching basketball and playing basketball. So basically just that.
Do you watch much basketball on TV, or are there a couple of players that you just love to watch play?
I used to, not much anymore because I don't have time.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Your points have been there all along. If you take points out of the equation, is there another stat that you really pride yourself on?
Assists.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And maybe I'll have Coach talk about this. Your coach is Ron Briney, and what Jesse has meant to you over the 4 years, like I said, and you've got to appreciate it too, just her love and enthusiasm for the basketball.
Yeah, the joy for the game that she's always displayed has been tremendous. Her ball handling ability is second to none. She's up there with amongst the best. She handles the basketball extremely well. And then, while COVID was a challenge this year, and then you add a very serious ankle injury to that, she was always a bright spot in terms of being a part of the team as a vocal leader at practice, a vocal leader at the games. She was a captain, so she played that role extremely well. And while would have loved to shorten up the time period that she was missed out on the floor, she came back as quickly as she could and added a lot to our team, and was a big help along with her teammates of finishing the year the way you want to go, playing your best basketball, and that's exactly what we did. That's our Titan tradition, and she's been a big part of that for 4 big years, and we've got 4 districts during that time period and made some pretty nice region runs during that time period. So big blessing that she's been to our program, a joy to coach, and the energy is contagious.
In baseball, you hear announcers say that if a batter's up at the plate and it's a 3-0 count, they say, well, this guy's always got the green light. When it comes to Jesse having the basketball and the shot that she has, whether it be outside or driving the lane, does she always have the green light?
Well, Jesse always had the green light, and I was always pushing her to make it more green because oftentimes she does. She's a great passer. She sets up the team very well, and sometimes I wanted her to be more aggressive with that shot. But she's such a team player, and balancing that was always something that we worked hard at. Very coachable young lady, and that green light was always there for her. And you saw that in the game that you had there for the championship in overtime. She took upon herself to make things happen. Saw that last year in our run that we had through the tournament there. She steps up at the right time and is willing to make the big plays at the big time. And, you know, that's something that you don't teach. That's just instinct and the willingness and love for the game to get the most out of things. And we always tell our kids, be the best at something. She was the best at something, and we knew that we could count on her at game time.
Jesse, I think a lot of people assume that basketball players during the off season, even during the season, they're just shooting hundreds and hundreds of shots. But your ball handling, how much time do you put into your ball handling skills?
In the off season, I would always like go in my basement and just like practice ball dribbling. Yeah. And then like coming here, then I would just shoot here. I would never like practice. scribble my name. It's like, okay. Shooting here, basement.
Okay, yeah. It's worked out.
Yeah.
Other activities over your 4 years here at the Michigan Lutheran you've been involved with, whether it be clubs or sports or anything?
I'm just involved in student council and powerlifting.
Okay. All right. Now, you're a senior. I remember saying, okay, you're a freshman and you're a sophomore. Now that you're a senior, you look ahead to after graduation. Do you have any plans set yet?
Of right now, I do not. I'm not sure of what path I want to take yet.
Okay. All right. Now, if you had the chance, though, to play basketball in college, would you possibly do that, or you just want to be a student?
More than likely, yes. I think I would.
You would. Yes. I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you at all. Yeah. Hey, Jesse, congratulations on this week in the districts and the career and the year overall. And good luck the rest of the school year to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Jesse Jewell of Michigan Lutheran High School Basketball is our Student Athlete of the Week. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.